नमस्कार। In all the world, there is nothing so attractive, so profound, as that causative being, that one at the center of existence. That causative being is the very essence of everything that is. So that one is Krishna, the all-attractive entity. That one is Shiva, the source and the destroyer of ignorance. That one is Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the destroyer. That one is the infinite Purusha, the cosmic source of all being. The cosmic source of your being. The world holds many attractions which appeal to the body and appeal to the mind. But all of those attractions, when acquired and consumed, eventually either lose their luster or go away. And again, you are restless, searching for something. The restlessness is inherent in the human spirit because it is a restlessness to find your source, to know your essential being. It drives you through life experiences, one to another, to another. Always searching, consuming, and then searching again. This is the nature of the restless mind. But the restless mind is restless for a reason. There is an inherent desire to find deepest happiness and contentment, an inherent desire to find peace, to find love, to feel truly fulfilled, completely and totally and eternally. That is an inherent desire. That happiness is desired by all. And there is a restlessness in the human spirit that drives you forward, always searching for this, always trying to find your source, your essential being. But that restlessness, when searching in the physical realm and searching in the mental realm, is satisfied for a time, or partly satisfied, not even fully satisfied, in the activities of your life, in the loves of your life, in your success, in your work, in serving others and fulfilling Dharma. It is satisfied. There is a satisfaction that comes with all of that. But the restlessness remains. That restlessness wants something more. It doesn't want death. The body doesn't want to die. The mind doesn't want to die. The spirit wants to go on unless the spirit becomes so discouraged with life that the desires can't be fulfilled and gives up. But if the spirit hasn't given up, there's a desire to sustain life, to go forward, to find immortal truth, because there is an inherent knowing someplace inside that there is something immortal inside of you. Something that goes on. And you don't want it to end. That experience of being you. And you know deep inside someplace that that spirit that is you doesn't end. The bodies end. That is a certainty. They transform. All matter is transformed from one shape to another to another. But the body losing its form and dissolving into something else is the natural way of the physical world. And there is an inherent knowledge in the body that this is the case. And when the fear in the mind dissolves, the body accepts. The body knows this is its dharma. It's not being destroyed. It's being transformed into something else. Matter transforms. Energy transforms. Spirit, being, is eternal. It doesn't transform. It already is. You are. You are not a body. You are not even the thoughts in your mind. You are that awakened intelligence, that aware beingness, that knows your existence, that knows everything you experience. That knower is Purusha, infinite consciousness, awareness. So when you are the knower, you know that there is truth to your own being, a lasting truth to your own being. But what is the nature of your own being? When you explore the nature of your own being, you find there is a vast, all-compassionate consciousness, a beingness which resides within you, eternal, immortal. That beingness never fades, never passes from view. That beingness, that all-compassionate self, is something discovered in awareness within you. And that is the Sadguru. That is your Baba, your Ma. For that infinite beingness is all-knowing, omnipresent, always there. And when you delve into yourself, you discover that intelligent awareness. But you discover something else. You discover that instead of grasping, as is done in the physical world, to acquire the things you want, that there is no way you can grasp that divine being, that divine essence, that self of yourself, because it is larger than you. You can't devour it. It is larger than you. It is vast, immortal. So the only way for your intelligent consciousness to relate, to deeply relate, to find the unity it desires, the happiness that is desired, is to dissolve, to dissolve into that immortal being, to become whole, to become that, not by acquiring it and putting it inside of the bubble of you, but by dissolving the bubble of you into it, letting go of all beliefs, all identities, all concepts about yourself, letting that vast, all-compassionate being fill your mind, fill your awareness. Let that one be the one you know, the one you love. Trust enough to let go. Can you let go of your beliefs about yourself? Of your self-criticisms? Of your identity with smallness? Can you just let go of them? Surrender to that beautiful, all-compassionate consciousness, to your Baba, to that one who loves you with a love that is beyond the spectrum of human love. Let that one fill you. Surrender every belief you have. Every construct. Everything you ever thought you were, good or bad. Every limitation you've believed in. Surrender to that all-compassionate love, that deep, deep love that Guru has for you. Surrender into the arms of that love, that protection. When you move from the brain and the ideas to the heart, and you let go Let that one fill you. For that which you have called you, that which you have identified as yourself, is but an aspect, a tiny flame of the great flame of love, of the great love. And when you let go of you, let go of I, let go of mine, surrender it all to the unconditional, immense, passionate love of the Sadguru. Then who remains when the drop of water falls into the sea out of the container that defined it? What remains but the sea? When the searching soul dissolves, lets go of all beliefs and chains of ideas and identities, and surrenders to that great love, what remains but the great love, the Sadguru, your Baba, your Ma? Do you fear to let go, to let that one be in your body, to let that one be your mind? To let go of your identity, the infinite Brahma is everywhere, omnipresent. There is no separation between you and that eternal being. There is no division between you and that eternity. It is in the heart, in the Hridaya, in the spiritual heart, that you truly are one. when you are willing to shed all the identities with beliefs about yourself. Then the beloved, the guru of your heart, your love of your life, becomes all that is. That which is you, melting away into the vastness of the great beloved. Lover and beloved, one. One enduring being. And the truth, there was never any separation. It was only an idea, a belief, a dream in the mind of the great dreamer. A construct. There is nothing outside of that great beloved. The whole creation abides within that one. There is no one, nothing outside. So let go of the deception. Dissolve the dream. Accept the great love, which your restless heart and restless mind search for always. Allow your beloved to be. Go home.